You know, you're saying that ISKCON is only teaching Vaidhi Bhakti, and maybe elsewhere in Gaudiya Math they're presenting Raghunuga Bhakti. But actually, you know, there's Sadhana Bhakti, and there's Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. So Sadhana Bhakti is for those that are not liberated. And when you're liberated, then it's Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. This is the idea. But we have to consider when we come that when we talk about Vaidhi Bhakti, just like there's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says if one is only practicing Vaidhi Bhakti, then he can only go to Vaikuntha. So then you have to say, well, what are they offering in ISKCON? What are they teaching in ISKCON? Are they teaching Vaidhi Bhakti? Well, in one sense, it's Vaidhi Bhakti, but it's not Vaidhi Bhakti leading to Vaikuntha. It's something different. Because if you look closely, you'll see actually there's actually two types of Vaidhi Bhakti. Kawa? There is Vaikuntha Vaidhi Bhakti and Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti. So if you look at other Vaishnava Sampradayas, where they're worshipping Krishna, and they're also engaging, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was not in ISKCON. Prahlad Maharaj was not at Gaudiya Vaishnava. Prahlad Maharaj was in Satyayuga. But he was a Vaishnava. He was a worshipper of Vishnu. Prahlad Maharaj attained perfection by Smaranam. Vishnu Smaranam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. So, in the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam. And he says, Padasevanam, Dhanarchanam, Vandanam, Sakyam Atman Vedanam, Navavir Bhakti. There's nine limbs of bhakti, nine limbs of devotion. So by practicing those limbs, hearing about Vishnu, chanting Vishnu's name, remembering him, doing Vishnu Archanam, Aradhanam Sarveshnam, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. By worshipping Vishnu, offering stutis and stotrams, Vishnu Sahasranam. And then becoming a servant of Vishnu, engaging in Dasya Bhakti. Then one can go to Vaikuntha. And most all the Vaishnavas, all the worshippers of Vishnu or Ram or other forms of Krishna, they're going to Vaikuntha. Ayodhya is Vaikuntha. And their Ishtadev is Lord Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. All over South India, there's thousands and millions of temples. Not millions, but thousands of temples of Lakshmi and Vishnu, and Ranganath and Balaji, and all these different famous temples. Lord Ram and Narayan. So they're all propagating Vaikuntha Bhakti. And they're all following the path of Vaidhi Bhakti. And they're all practicing Navavida Bhakti. So that's Vaidhi Bhakti. And by that Vaidhi Bhakti, they'll go to Vaikuntha. Now you look at their practice of Vaidhi Bhakti. Now you look at the practice of Vaidhi Bhakti in ISKCON. Do you see any difference? You'll see that our Vaidhi Bhakti is what we call Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti. Because after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach everyone to come, to give everyone opportunity to go to Vrindavan, to attain a sarup in Vrindavan, irregardless of whatever your sthayi bhav or sarup is, fixed sthayi bhav, you can get another one. Krishna can give you another one. You can have multiple sarups. You can have a sarup in Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, Vaikuntha, whatever. It's up to the Lord by his sarup shakti, by your desire. So Lord Chaitanya came to give everyone an opportunity to learn about Braj Bhakti, especially in Vatsalya, Madhurya and Sakya. Mostly Madhurya, Madhurya Bhav. So therefore, after Lord Chaitanya, if someone's a Gaudiya Vaishnava and they're practicing Vaidhi Bhakti, we have to see, is their Vaidhi Bhakti leading to Vaikuntha? Are their practices connected to Lakshmi Narayan or what? So if you look at ISKCON and also Gaudiya Math, if you look at ISKCON, the Vaidhi Bhakti we practice is actually a precursor to Rag Bhakti. Because Rag Bhakti is only level 2. Level 1 of sadhana bhakti is Vaidhi bhakti, and level 2 of sadhana bhakti is Raghunuga bhakti. But our Vaidhi bhakti is actually impenetrated with Raghunuga bhakti. Raghunuga bhakti means intense greed to follow the resonance of Vrindavan and to serve the Lord the way they're serving, with the same bhav or sthayi bhav or mood of devotion like Madhurya, Gopi bhav or Mantri bhav or Sakhi bhav, the same mood that they have, and render similar services that they render to Radha and Krishna's Nitya Leela or Krishna and Balaram's Nitya Leela. So this is the Rag Marg. But this ISKCON is preparing people for level 2. Level 1 is a preparation for level 2. In college, you go to school and you study psychology 101. And then there's psychology 201 and 301. Each one is preparatory for the higher level. You can't immediately go to the higher level course. If you say, oh yes, I want to take the final study in psychology, and they'll say, have you taken introduction to psychology? Have you taken the general course? Oh no. And they say, then you're not qualified. You have to have the precursor, prerequisites, they say, before you can do the higher studies. So our bhakti, our what we call Vaidhi bhakti in ISKCON is not really Vaidhi bhakti in a traditional sense, but it's actually, you can say, preparatory Raghunuga bhakti. Because who are we worshipping? Our Ishtadev is Radha and Krishna. And our goal, where do we want to go? What are we meditating on? What are we reading about? What are we visiting? Where are we visiting? Where are we hankering for? Vrindavan, Braja Gokul, Varsana Nandagram, Radhakun Govardhan. What are our books about? Our books are all about that. The Goswamis. We're reading the Goswamis' books, Nectar Devotion, Nectar Instruction, etc. And who are we praying to? We're praying to Brinda Devi. And who do we worship? We worship Radha and Krishna Murtis. And we sing Jai Radham out of Kunja Vihari. And we study Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is a rasa grant. It's a praying srupa of Krishna and the praying srupa of Radharani. Their glories are proclaimed in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Brahmar Gita, the Madanakya Mahabhava Radharani, Divyonmad, Unmad, Mohanakya and Madanakya, the Divyonmad Mahabhava Radharani, which is the highest presentation of pure love, which is in Vrindavan. This is glorified in Brahmar Gita, chapter 47 of the 10th canto. And then we worship Brinda Devi and pray to her that we can become Sakya Anugata. Ene Vidanadara Sakya Anugatukara. Sevadikara Diye Koro Nijadasi. Oh, Brinda Devi, you are living in Vrindavan. You're the most intimate servant of Radharani. You're a Sakhi Mandri. You're a Sakhi, rather. So you please bless me. I become your Dasi. I become your Nijadasi. And please let me be a follower of the Sakhis, Lita Sakhi Vishaka. So this is not Vaidhi Bhakti going to Vaikuntha. This is all Rag Bhakti. This is all Braj Bhakti. And Jai Radha Madhav, this is our prayojan, to serve Radha Madhav in the kunjas of Vrindavan on the banks of the Jamuna. Radha Madhav Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadari. So it's really a misnomer, or it's incorrect to say that if you join ISKCON or you participate in ISKCON programs, that you won't get to Vrindavan, or you won't attain the pure loving service of Radha Krishna. Everything is geared towards Vrindavan. Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyas, Sridham Vrindavanam, is Ramya Kachirupasana Brajabuddhi Abhir Sakalpita. So this is explained by Srinath Chakravarti, that this verse explains Arishadeva is Brajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And our path of worship is Gopi Bhav, the path of the gopis. So day one, when you come into ISKCON, you're introduced not to Vaikuntha worship. So this is Vaidhi Bhakti, but it's really Vaidhi Bhakti cum Rag Bhakti. From day one, worshipping Radha and Krishna, worshipping Vrindavan, worshipping the gopis and the sakis. Seva Abhilash, we want the seva, Radha and Krishna. Then what are we saying? Abhilash Vilas Kunji Diyavas. I want to see your Vilas Kunjas. I want to engage in your service and live in Vrindavan. This is our aspiration. This is my Abhilash. Radha Krishna Seva Abhilash. This is all I want. Is my only Abhilash is the service of Radha Krishna. So this is Raghunuga Bhakti. What is Raghunuga Bhakti? Raghunuga Bhakti is based on greed, lobha, genuine greed to attain the moods and services of the Brijvasis. So this Vaidhi is a preparatory for Raghunuga Bhakti. It has to be a foundation. So I think it's didn't say, oh, I go to the Gaudiya Math, they're teaching Rag Bhakti. What does it mean they're teaching Rag Bhakti? What do you mean they're teaching Rag Bhakti? Rag Bhakti is not something you teach anyway. Rag is attachment. When the heart becomes purified, after anartha nivritti, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsarya, when the heart is purified and you come steady, very steady in your practices, rising early, attending all the programs, being very, in very deep faith and mature knowledge of Krishna, Krishna tattva, have gone through the nine cantos of Bhagavatam, read all the preliminary books and passed all the proper examinations, and one is mature in knowledge and has deep faith and steady in his practices, and his heart is purified, and most anarthas, and he comes to steadiness, then some ruchi, then he actually has the qualification to begin Raghunuga Bhakti. It's not that you just say, oh, you're not teaching, they're teaching Rag Bhakti. We're also teaching Rag Bhakti, level one. Level one of Rag Bhakti is called Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti. That's another way of saying this is level one. Then level two is, this the introductory course to Raghunuga Bhakti is Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti. And that's what is being offered by Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON and by Bhakti Siddhanta. Then Raghunuga Bhakti, that's according to qualification, Adhikar. It's not that some new man walks off the street, practices Raghunuga Bhakti. It's not that you have a choice. Oh, I just came to the temple. I want to practice Raghunuga Bhakti. I don't want to, oh, this Vaidhi Bhakti is for neophytes. I want to practice Raghunuga Bhakti. That's like walking into a medical school, into a university and saying, I want to do surgery. I want to be a doctor and do surgery. Okay, fine. Well, first you have to take anatomy course and physiology and biology and chemistry and pharmacology and so many preliminary courses before you start cutting up somebody. So it's a little bit preposterous idea that ISKCON is not teaching. ISKCON is definitely steering everyone, pointing everyone towards prema, the prema seva and Radha Govinda and the kunjas of Vrindavan. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. That's sung every day by Srila Prabhupada. This is a theme song. This is the Prayojana Tattva. This is the destination, the culmination, the fulfillment and the purpose of all our activities. Become Radharani's maidservant. Become Krishna's servant in the Madhurya Ras. Prabhupada was a Manjari, Sakhi Manjari, Bhakti Sinatra, Sakhi Manjari, Bhakti Noza, Sakhi Manjari. Gaurakishordas Babaji is a Sakhi Manjari, Jagannathas Babaji is a Sakhi Manjari, Sad Goswamis are Sakhi Manjaris, Pran Sakhis. So why is it that you're saying that if I'm in ISKCON, I won't attain Raghunuga Bhakti? It's like saying, oh, I'm in the university. How will I ever become a surgeon? I'm only in the first year. I want to become a surgeon. That's why I joined this medical school. I'm going somewhere else where they teach surgery in the first class. There's nowhere they teach surgery in the first class. Surgery is at the end of your education in medical school, actual practice of surgery. So it doesn't make any sense. If someone says, I'll teach you Raghunuga Bhakti, this is a joke. You don't teach someone Raghunuga Bhakti. They're basic fundamental practices, but they're an outgrowth, or they're a deepening of the rag and attachment that's developed by Vaidhi. By proper practice of what we call Vrindavan Vaidhi, one develops his greed for Radha and Krishna, he develops his attachment to Radha and Krishna, develops his surrendered attitude of Sharanagati, the surrendered attitude and humble attitude, Sharanagati Bhav and Dainya Bhav, which are the precursors or the prerequisites to actually practice Raghunuga Bhakti. Raghunuga Bhakti is based on genuine greed. Greed doesn't come overnight. Now we're greedy for maya. We're greedy for lust, eating, sleeping, sexing. We have all greed for these things, money, comfort, physical enjoyment. So all this has to be washed off the mind and heart, all this chaito-dhavana-marjanam. Everything will come in due course if one has proper faith and proper sincerity and genuine practice. It's all premature, neophyte, immature consciousness. Oh, I heard there's something called Raghunuga Bhakti. You go to ISKCON. Oh, do you teach Raghunuga Bhakti? It's a subtle thing. This is an internal development. Raghunuga Bhakti is based on smaranam. But smaranam means remembering Krishna and remembering his eternal associates and their pastimes. But first there has to be understanding of tattva. Go through the nine cantos and understand the Aishwarya of Krishna, the greatness, the omnipotence, the power, the creation, how Krishna is behind everything, within everything, and it's simultaneously outside of everything. All this has to be understood, otherwise it's a farce. It's like relation, that's why it's called sambandha. Prayojan is the goal. And rag is the Vaidhi practice of Vaidhi, Vrindavan Vaidhi leads to rag. Vrindavan Vaidhi sadhana leads to Raganuga sadhana, and Raganuga sadhana leads to Bhav, and then Bhav leads to Prem. It's simply a deepening. Whatever you're doing in Vaidhi is simply deepened. It becomes more genuine. You become more pure. You become steady. You become more attached. And you really attach. Like if someone says, oh, I want to practice Raganuga Bhakti. You say, all right, which resident of Vrindavan are you spontaneously attracted to follow? And you say, oh, I don't know. Who? Krishna. No, that's wrong. They don't follow Krishna. You follow the servants of Krishna. So people don't even know what, they have no idea what Raganuga Bhakti is, first of all. And they don't have any idea, they have improper idea what is the qualification to follow it. And so they think they have the wrong idea of what's being taught in ISKCON.
What you're saying is perfect. Because our parampara, whatever Prabhupada has given, it is connected to our parampara. That is why, as you are saying, that our Tulsi Aarti, our Radha Madhava, in everything there is Radha Krishna and ultimately lead to. But the present day followers, seems to me that when we see Prabhupada disconnected with the parampara, then we feel that Prabhupada has given only Vaidhi Bhakti. But if we connect him to the whole parampara and see, then it is of course obvious that Prabhupada actually gave us on the highest thing, through this thing. But the kind of association, because I think one will advance to Rag Bhakti only when he has that kind of association where he can slowly develop the greed. That eagerness to serve Krishna.
Yeah, but the association, I mean, the whole, in other words, it's systematic. Sadhana means a systematic process. So Vaidhi is a sadhana. There's rules and regulations. There's a system. It's systematic. And Raganuga is also a sadhana. So there's systematic practices. So regardless of the parampara, the actual practical package or sadhana package that Prabhupada is giving, the type of hearing, the type of chanting, the type of remembering, the type of seva. Prabhupada's giving, this is why I say it's Vrindavan Vaidhi Sadhana. All the aspects of the morning program, evening program, meditation on Gaur Nitya Leela, the evening Sandhyarti songs, meditating on the Nitya Leela of Gauranga. It was on the banks of the Jalangi and the Artik is going on, the demigods are coming. This is happening every night in Nitya Leela. So this is Gaur's Nitya Leela meditation. So we meditate in Gaur Leela, we meditate in Radha Krishna Leela, we read Nectar Devotion, we read Krishna Book, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Everything, all the different aspects of Prabhupada's program of Krishna consciousness is simply level one of Rag Bhakti. That's why I say it's Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti. If you follow this program that Prabhupada's given, Bhagavatam class, Gita, Seva, and all this chanting, and deeply meditate and get involved with the meanings of all the prayers, and you can't but go to Vrindavan. You can't but go to Raganuga, come to the level of Raganuga Sadhana. It'll just be revealed within the heart. And then details, you can get refinement in details from various Shiksha Gurus or your own Diksha Guru. This is an internal practice. As far as an institution goes, for the general masses, an institution, Raganuga is not an institutional consideration. There's no such thing as an institution. Even Gaudiya Math, there's no Gaudiya Math. It's institutionally teaching Raganuga Bhakti. That's a fallacy. No Gaudiya Math is advertising, we teach Raganuga Bhakti, nowhere. That's an individual, it's a higher studies, it's level two, you could say, of sadhana, and it's not for everyone, it's for those that are qualified. So if one applies himself deeply to the program, because in Gaudiya Math they have the same thing. They study Bhagavatam, they chant, they worship Tulsi, they have morning evening program. They worship Radha and Krishna. They have also Vrindavan Vaidhi Sadhana. So if one applies himself deeply to the practices and principles of Krishna consciousness that Prabhupada gave, then an awakening will come within that individual. And the required purity, the required faith, the required attachment and greed to follow a particular resonance of Vrindavan, and then one will adjust his bhajan accordingly to deepen his particular specific practices which will be conducive to developing his rag or attachment to Radha and Krishna in a particular bhav. So this program is quite perfect that Prabhupada has given, and just has to be applied correctly and followed correctly. Of course, as you said, always we have to take good association with advanced devotees. But even the intrinsic program that Prabhupada provided is quite cohesive and concise. That's why I call it Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti leading to the eternal service of Radha Krishna Vrindavan. Vaidhi Bhakti, ordinary Vaidhi Bhakti goes to Vaikuntha. But this is not ordinary, regular Vaidhi Bhakti. So that verse in the Adi, maybe it's Adi Lila, I'm not sure, I forget. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, the one who practices Vaidhi Bhakti will only go to Vaikuntha. That applies, doesn't apply to the Vaidhi Bhakti that Prabhupada's presenting in ISKCON. That's Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti, which goes to Vrindavan. And Vrindavan means the service of Radha Krishna based on loving attachment, deep rag, rag bhakti, rag atmika bhakti. The eternal associates have rag atmika bhakti. Their atmas are completely colored by intense attachment, intense loving service mood to Radha Krishna. And when it follows the rag atmika bhakti of the Nitya Parishads, eternal associates of Radha Krishna Vrindavan, he's called Rag Anuga, Anugatya. He's in following Anugatya of them. So he's Rag Anuga Bhakta. So the onus of proof is on the sadhaka. We have to become genuine and sincere, not become critical or envious or find fault with Prabhupada's ISKCON or Prabhupada's program. The fault lies with us. How much are we applying it? In other words, the teacher gives the teachings. Now, the duty of the student is to deeply study those teachings and realize them and practice them. You know, learn the meaning of every word of the Tulsi prayer and the Samsara prayer and all the different prayers, and deeply pray to those prayers and pray to the author of those prayers, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Krishnadas, Krishnadas. Baba Krishnadas who wrote the Siddha Krishnadas who wrote the Tulsi prayer. And pray to those prayers and pray to those personalities in those prayers to reveal the secrets of these prayers and increase your attachment. And deeply meditate is profound. It's so deep. But everyone's so superficial. They're sleeping in Mangalarti, sleeping in Bhagavatam class. Because so much tamagun, so much ignorance. People's brains and minds are pervaded by thick, thick layers of ignorance. Laya Vikshepa and all these other contaminations, Tamagun and Rajagun. So they don't deeply apply the principles of Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti that Prabhupada presented. Doctor gives a medicine, but if you don't take it, then how do you expect to get cured? So Prabhupada gave very good medicine, very foolproof medicine, time-honored medicine. Disciples and followers of Prabhupada who have followed this program, they've made spiritual advancement. They've become purified. They've become attached to Radha and Krishna. As I was saying, Bhaktisiddhanta was saying in 1932 in Rajmandal Prakama, he said, now we will start in the evening. I'll have our senior devotee start singing Astakali, Radha Krishna Astakaliya, Astakaliya Lila Smarana, or Astakaliya, Astakaliya Kirtans. So, and then he was going on to say that this, of course, many of the newer devotees won't be able to understand so much these, but these subjects are not for us. Krishna's Radha Krishna's Astakaliya Lila is actually for us, it belongs to us. And so, therefore, any of the members of our Sangha who have been chanting for 15 to 20 years, this is a requirement, and they're Sevan Mukha. We have that verse, Taksri Krishna Namadi Navavagra Mindri Sevan Mukha Jivadam. They're Sevan Mukha, they're very eager to serve and very attached. They can hear the subject matter. They have the eligibility, they have the qualification to hear Astakaliya, Kaliya Liya, Astakali Lila of Radha and Krishna. So they will appreciate these bhajans we sing every night, the eightfold pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So he was saying like that. So He was allowing them to relish that and meditate on those leelas. So we come in one day and we say, "Oh, I'm here." And Lord Chaitanya came to give Lord Chaitanya also came to give Vaidhi Bhakti too. Not only Rag Bhakti, but Vaidhi Bhakti. But what kind of Vaidhi Bhakti? Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti. He came to teach us to worship Radha and Krishna and Braj. He came to give what no other avatar has ever given. Every other avatar gave Vaikuntha Bhakti, but he's giving Braj Bhakti. So Prabhupada is following Lord Chaitanya. It's not that he's not following Lord Chaitanya. He's giving. He's also teaching Rag Bhakti, but in two stages. Because he found out this is more appropriate for the masses of people in Kali Yuga. Because they're so contaminated. No one's automatically on the platform of steadiness or nishtha and bhakti. They have to go through an artanivrti. Then bhajanakriya and artanivrti, then nishtha, then ruchi. So he devised this Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti program, which is level one, and then level two is... Level one is Vrindavan Vaidhi Bhakti, and level two is Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. So these are two sides of the same coin. Preliminary practice and then the advanced practice. But they're both concerned with Vrindavan. It's all about Radha and Krishna, it's all about Vrindavan. Our goal is Vrindavan, our Ishtadeva is Radha and Krishna, and our goal is Braj Bhakti, the seva of Radha and Krishna. So there's the beginner's level, then there's the advanced level. Then they both bring us to Bhava Bhakti, Braj Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. So as Prabhupada would say, what is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty?
Difficulty is the association. What you're saying is perfect. But Prabhupada gave us the perfect thing. Only when we see, like in ISKCON, only in your books, or in Gaurguru Maharaj books, or I don't see anyone else who is just like this connecting Prabhupada to the parampara and showing us that what actually our goal is, like that reminding us like that.
I mean, Prabhupada himself, just with Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada's ISKCON and Prabhupada's program, everything is connecting us with Lord Chaitanya and everything's connecting us with Radha and Krishna. How can you say they're not? I just told you how everything's connected. We worship Radha and Krishna, Mangalarti. We hear the Bhagavatam, that's all about Braj and Radha and Krishna. And we sing Jai Radha Madhava, and we worship Tulsi, and we chant the Yugal Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra. We take Radha Krishna Mahaprasadam. And we distribute books about Radha and Krishna and go on Radha and Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Everything is Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Well, what are you saying? Even without Gaur Govinda Swami's books or my books. And there's no association. ISKCON is so much association. And when I was in the beginning in ISKCON, Prabhupada only came once a year to our temple in L.A. But when Prabhupada wasn't there, which was most of the time, then we had the senior devotees giving class. And we heard those classes, and we tried to understand those classes, and we asked questions, and then we made progress. And now we are wherever we are today by the mercy of those Vaishnavas. So ISKCON's the same. Senior devotees are giving class, and you submissively hear them and try to apply the teachings, and you'll make advancement. Krishna will adjust everything. It's all based on Shraddha, based on faith. If you're sincere and honest, then Krishna will give you everything you need. There's nothing missing in ISKCON. What's missing? You tell me what's missing in ISKCON. If you say association is missing, I disagree. Association was there. Maybe you don't get association with Mahabhagavats every day, but nobody ever does. Very rare people get association with a Mahabhagavat every day. You usually get some Madhyamadikari. I was giving class, and occasionally some Uttamadikari or Mahabhagavat may come and give class. Usually some Madhyamadikari, and that's a very good association. He's on the level of Nishtha or Ruchi, or maybe higher, who can say? It's certainly higher than we are, more advanced than we are. We're not even initiated. But we're so judgmental. We're immediately ready to judge everyone. We're ready to judge everyone except ourselves. Where are we and where are they? Who are we and who are they? We have to recognize someone's surrender and acknowledge someone's surrender and someone's dedication. we're new men, we just came, and we've been in, we joined, we don't, maybe didn't even join, and someone is 10 years in the movement, chanting regularly and steadily and serving and surrendering, then he's empowered, he has some power. He represents Krishna Shakti. Kali Kalera Dharma Nam Krishna Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Vina Nayitara Pravartan. Without Krishna Shakti you can't establish Nam Sankirtan. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Sankirtan. So the preachers of ISKCON, the Brahmins and the devotees giving classes, they're not just beginners and novices and neophytes. Many of them are very, very advanced Brahmins and duly initiated Brahmins, and there's also sannyasi and gurus and sannyasis. Actually, many advanced devotees, traveling, preaching, or living in some temple, giving very, very good classes and pointing everyone in the right direction towards rag bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti. You just have to see it correctly. I think you're not seeing it properly. Not everybody's a Gaura Govinda Swami. Gaura Govinda Swami is a very rare person. One in a billion. Or one in 10 billion. He's born in a pure devotee family from his birth. Studying the Bhagavatam from the age of 5. Not an ordinary soul. That Gaura Govinda Swamis aren't born every minute. So they're very highly advanced souls. But so if there's no Gaura Govinda Swami, that means there's no classes? There shouldn't be any daily Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. Unless we have a Maha Bhagavata, no one should give class. No, everyone, someone's Brahman and on a level of Nishta, steadiness, and he's Madhyam Adhikari, then he can give class. And if anyone hears such a class, they'll get benefit just by that hearing process. They'll become purified, they've increased their attachment to Krishna, deepen their faith, and deepen their understanding of Krishna Bhakti. It's all good and well and beneficial. It's amazing, if you're open-hearted and open-minded and genuine, you can hear the most enthusiastic and inspiring classes from even the newest devotees. We were once a temple president in one temple, and everyone was a relatively new devotee. They were all disciples of my Guru Bhai. And I was encouraging them that they should give class. You're new Brahmins, you should give class. Oh no, you're the sannyasi, you give class. We don't know anything. I said, no, you give. You study, you pray to Krishna, you give class. Pray to your Guru. And there are new men, 1-2 years in the movement. And at that time I was, That was like 86, I was 10-11 years in the movement, 11 years in the movement, sannyasi. And they were just new men, 1 or 2 years, just new Brahmins. And they gave very good class. I would take notes and I would very much appreciate their realizations and their insight. It actually helped my Krishna Bhakti. So it wasn't, there's no association with ISKCON, he's not a Mahabhagavat, he's not Gaura Govinda Swami, he's not Srila Prabhupada. No good association. Oh, he's only some little temple in the middle of nowhere, some new devotee, only 2 years devotee, giving such a good class, such an inspiring class, because Krishna's the ability in man. He gives a devotee the power to speak, gives him memory, gives him insight, gives him realization. So it's all based on the quality of the hearer. What type of listener are you? What type of hearer are you? Do you really want to become purified? Do you really want to become attached to Krishna? Do you really want to dedicate your life to serving and loving Krishna? Then if that's your sincerity of purpose, then Krishna will make adjustments wherever you are, whoever you hear from, they will help you. They will benefit you. They will bring you closer to your desired goal. Krishna is adjusting everything. This is the faith of the devotee. Krishna is adjusting everything. He's sending me here, giving me this association, this engagement, this seva. He's allowing me to hear from these devotees. This is what I deserve. This is what I need. And this is what will help me. This is good and beneficial for me. So let me accept it all with open arms and open heart and see it all as Krishna's mercy, with all gratitude. and appreciation for the love of Krishna. It's all Krishna's mercy upon me. I will not criticize. I will not find fault. I will not diminish or belittle anything. I will openly accept that, yes, Krishna is so kind. Well, this wonderful devotee is giving class. It's not that I become negative and, oh, this devotee is not good and that devotee is not good. He's not advanced and he's not like Gaura Govinda Swami and he's not like Prabhupada. I don't want to hear from him. And I can't make any advancement hearing from him. What does he know? I know more than him. This is all envious mood. Envious mood, envious mentality. This is not devotion. This is not Sharanagati. This is pride. This is Asura Sampat. Dumba. Dumba means pride. This is Hankar, false ego. I'm great and no one else is great. I'm very great. I'm so smart. I'm so intelligent. No one's great like me. I can hear from some people, some very high, very rustic Vaishnavas. Rasika Vaishnavas, I can hear from them. But anybody else, forget it. They're all ding-a-lings. They're all goofballs. This is a very proud, envious mentality. This is not even Kanishta. This is like Prakriti Bhakta. This is the opposite. This is the antithesis of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said one should be amanina. Amani, amani. The Vaishnava is amani. He's free from man, from this ego. Desire for respect, recognition. Amanina manidena. Amanidena mande manda. He gives respect to all others. He respects everyone according to their position. And he accepts everything that comes to him as mercy of Krishna. Everything is positive. Everything is progressive. Everything is helping me. Nothing is unfavorable. No one is my enemy. No one is the anti-party. Everyone is contributing and helping. Because everything and everyone is arranged by Krishna, sent by Krishna. So it all depends on attitude. Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Krishna says in Bhagavatam, Bhava Grahi Janardhan. I accept the essence of their bhav. Bhava Grahi. Grahi. What is the Grahi? Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Oh, that Janardhan, that Krishna Janardhan. He's looking for the attitude. It's not what you do that counts, it's how you do it. What is your attitude? What is your mind? What is your position of your heart? Your outlook, your attitude. This is all important. So Krishna is seeing that. And then he reciprocates accordingly. As you surrender unto Krishna, he reciprocates accordingly. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam satava bhajamyaham. Mama vartmana vartante manasa partasarvashaham. So if you show Krishna your open-heartedness and non-enviousness and receptivity, then Krishna will reciprocate and send you so much help, so much guidance, so much blessings, because you have the right attitude, the right mood, the mood of devotion, the mood of surrender, the mood of a devotee, bhakti bhav. Hare Krishna.